Well, it's all right.
Yeah.
Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right.
It may be the end of the line. I don't know, but we'll go there happily as we welcome in, as we do each week at this time, Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company with Message in the Bottle. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Rich. It's all right.
It's all right. We're going down together.
Listen, I bet a number of those people are happy that they didn't live to see this.
Yeah, there's some of that going on as well. How are you, my friend?
I'm up and down, left and right, and all over the place these days. But the you know, who isn't?
Well, yeah, exactly. You take it,
yeah.
I would say, not even a day at a time, but sort of hour by hour.
Hourly.
Check in with my wife a lot. Are we doing okay? How are things going? How's the boy? What's happening? And you have to do that. And self-care, pretty important as well.
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, good.
That's why I am, right?
And tell us what's going on at Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. You're still offering curbside service.
We'll talk about that. Right. So, first of all, before I launch into that, I must thank everybody for their continued support and understanding. Everybody has been super cool and very generous with their purchasing to try and help us. And not just us, obviously, you know, anyone basically who's trying to eke their way through this, the downtown in general thanks you very much. So, and hopefully if there's a little time at the end of the segment, I'll talk a little bit more about some downtown efforts as well. But yeah, at Bangor Wine and Cheese, we are operating, as close to, the, you know, limits of our low-end capacity as possible in terms of staffing and everything. So here's what we're doing. We are 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 p.m. in the afternoon open for curbside pickup only. And while we are open those hours and at any given time, there is only one person, either myself or Morgan, my manager, allowed in the store, period. And even when we come in the next day and it was already us there the day before, we're basically coming in with sterilization methods and just wiping down everything and making sure that everything in the store is super clean, all the points of contact. And that way, you know, we know that, that's contained. And so what we will do for everybody is we will take orders. To be honest, I've been taking orders every which way, you know, from personal text messages to my wife getting things. And so, but if you can, just as a favor to us so that we don't lose track of anybody's order, we do ask, if you think of it, to either call our phone number and leave a message. And we do have, just one line. So if you don't get through, please try again in a little bit. That number is 942-3338. Again, 942-3338. Certainly, Facebook Messenger has proven to be a reliable little tool that we can basically chat with people as they place an order, or send an email using our contact us link at bangorwineandcheese.com. And we will, I'm checking email, you know, fairly regularly, so we will get back to you as soon as possible. So you have several methods of contacting us, and we are at this time not taking any cash, just, you know, an additional precaution. So we can either take your credit card over the phone when you're there to pick up your order, or we can tell you the amount of your order, and you may purchase over the internet at our website a gift card in the store section for the amount of your purchase, and that is over, you know, a secure line. So whichever way you feel better about doing it, please don't. A couple of people have sent us our, you know, they're like credit cards and email stuff. I'm like, please, you know, just in case.
Right.
Because, you know, I do fear that obviously there are those who are going to try and take advantage of this time and, you know, hackers and other things like that. So, you know, for every crisis, there's always people looking to take advantage of it. So please don't send us your email or your credit cards in an email or something that can be stolen. But that said, We are still receiving deliveries. Those are also, you know, going basically one point of contact, and our distributors, as best they can, are still rolling. So thank goodness, because you have all been so generous as to buy a lot of our product at a time of year when, frankly, we don't usually carry a lot of product because it's fairly quiet. So thank you, A, again, for your generosity, and thankfully our distributors are doing what they can to keep us in stock so that we can give everybody just a little bit of happiness. And it's really, it's so important. I mean, so many people have reached out to me thanking us for, you know, it's an odd thing. I just want to be very, very straight with everybody. I mean, people who know me know that I'm a very empathetic guy. My wife and my daughter and my manager all have higher risk than me, for instance. I'm very lucky. I have, you know, the good, strong opera lung, things like that. So, you know, it's important to me that we're doing this right. And so we're doing our best. So, yeah, crazy times. I mean, I never thought I'd have to, you know, manage a public-facing business, not facing the public.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very strange. I do also want to add, you know, I am trying, as are other folks, to really get ourselves, I sort of started doing this, fortunately, you know, in the beginning of the year, trying to do videos and stuff like that. But now I'm trying to do, you know, once a night or, you know, every other night or however the mood strikes me as to doing a little series called What's Eric Imbibing Today? And I'll try to offer little tidbits here and there about, you know, what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And so the other night, for instance, I opened up an older bottle of Cabernet and started talking about, you know, looking at the cork and that sort of thing, which, of course, we've talked about on air. And I've had, you know, questions about doing wine tastings on air. So please keep checking out Facebook and Instagram and things like that. And, you know, who knows? I mean, we're going to, hopefully, if people, you know, do the right thing, we're all going to be kind of closeted for a little while. And I'll just do my best to make it feel a little bit less stuffy and strange. It'll help me too, honestly. My wife made a really good point the other day of how I made the point to her, and then she made it back to me when I considered, you know, everybody working, is that so many of us are defined by what we do, you know,
right.
And being, you know, I'm a very introverted guy, but the one time I really don't feel introverted is when I'm on my store's floor and talking to people, and it's all of a sudden that's gone, you know. So for so many of us, we're right now just like, so it's been great to see, you know, not just wine merchants, but yoga instructors, teachers, everybody who normally gives are still trying to give, and that's really cool. I appreciate it.
And you know, social media, largely a cesspool, but we've seen people rise to the occasion more often than not so far, especially on Facebook, which is a place that I tended to not spend a lot of time on. I'm there more lately, but part of it's because people are doing some really good, compelling things out there to lift everybody up.
Absolutely. It's marvelous how much, I mean, you're obviously, for folks who don't know out there, I am a trained, this has actually become an issue with my children over the past couple of days. I'm a trained classical singer. And over the past couple of days, I've been listening to a lot more opera and things that made me happy and singing along. And my kids are like, what's with all the opera? Remember, I used to be an opera singer, you know, it's like what I did. I love the arts. I love the power of the arts. You know, these videos of people singing off balconies, even today I was chatting with some folks both near and far about doing an online Sweeney Todd sing along because Sweeney Todd came up, and all of a sudden I'm like, wouldn't that be a darkly funny thing to do right now? And I got a number of people who are entirely capable of pulling this off being like, yeah. So it's just like, it makes me feel so good in a time of feeling so confused. And you know, let's be honest. I mean, the beautiful juice that I market is just another form of art. It's
yes.
You know, people sharing it. It's wonderful. It's absolutely fantastic.
By the way, about 4 minutes left, I'm told.
Very good. Okay. Well, then I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about what I was going to talk about. So for everybody who knows, this month we talk about, packaging wine and traveling wine, which is why I picked the traveling Wilburys. But of course, with my gallows humor style, I had to pick end of the line. Wilburys. There's remarkably few, can songs that would be appropriate. But today we're talking a little bit about cans and other new innovations with wine, right? So as many of you have been discovering, you must be, because the industry's like putting out tons of this, there have been a lot of new sort of portable, both can and I almost want to say like squeezy cup or squeezy juice versions of wine out there in essentially, you know, two portion servings. And it's real. I mean, it's taken off. I mean, I see the industry figures. It's really remarkable to the point where you walk in your local Shaw's or Hannaford's now, and they've got bins of, you know, barefoot in little portable containers. So why are we all doing this, right? Why is this happening? Well, as someone who's, I'll be honest with you folks, sitting here enjoying an Oxbow Northern Lager beer, right? By the way, Oxbow Northern Lager, for all of you people trying to convert Budweiser, might just be the way. It's like good. Anyway, so cans don't let in UV light, and you can fill it up better so that there's less oxygen in it, right? So liquid stores better in bulk. So if you can put it in a can or in a larger, you know, like the boxes or even kegs, now you're seeing kegged wine, these are much, much better for the liquid inside because of science, right? Science is a thing we're all big fans of these days.
Yes.
For reasons we didn't realize we'd be, but this is, again, sort of, you know, to kind of harp back to what we were just talking about, this is why I've, from the beginning, known the right course of action. Because science, if I didn't believe in science, like, how could I market what I sell? Wine happens because of science. Beer happens because of science. Cheese happens because of science. Bread happens because of science. These are repeatable things. So another part of science is liquid stores better in bulk. It also chips cheaper in bulk, which is going to be a really, really big deal when actually containers start rolling again. It's really about, you know, using as little cubic space for oxygen and more for the stuff, right, the liquids. And it's just taken off. So one of the big projects in terms of, I mentioned kegging, is this thing called the Gotham Project. And there was, even as recently as a couple weeks ago, an article in the New York Times about Cabernet Franc from the Finger Lakes being sort of introduced to bistro restaurants via keg, via this thing called the Gotham Project. The Gotham Project is a project from David Beeler, who is a scion of big French mucky mucks. And he's going around, because the problem was always there was no, like, good juice. So this guy, he knows his juice, and he's going around and putting really, really quality wines. They're not name wines, right? Like, it's not like Chateau Montelena Chardonnay. It's his private label Chardonnay, but the man makes good wine. So you're really starting to see people kind of catching on to this idea that it's less expensive, and you're going to get probably a better product with no chance of, again, you know, UV light damage, of other damage. It's just much more durable. So it's been absolutely fascinating. And again, the same thing with the canning phenomenon. I mean, I can't tell you how many wines are available in cans now, and hopefully they'll all get better. That's sort of it's the lag, but, you know. I'm hearing songs and stuff. Am I?
Yeah.
Played off gently.
Yeah, you are indeed. But we got about 10 seconds to say goodbye. Cool.
No worries. Hey, check us out online, and we'll find you, and we'll do this. Good luck. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Eric. Cool. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, still open for curbside delivery in downtown Bangor.